kept telling myself on the last mile, on the road to somewhere, but along the way I found the wind and the rain, and to my surprise, oh, 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 blew my mind. So many nights I had to hold on for my life,
Greetings, 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 my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 3rd, 2013. So Yahushua wants us to have the proper mentality. He says, I counsel thee. And the word counsel, we're yet dealing with this word counsel. I counsel thee. The word counsel is feminine. Because the sacred feminine has been rejected, sisters and brothers. Remember, Sodom and Gomorrah is a reflection of today. Sodom and Gomorrah is a prophecy of today's system. You have, I'm not going to say homosexual, because see, many people take this scripture and go out and bash a homosexual, abuse homosexuals and lesbians, justify wicked behavior done to them, justify bullying, justify assault and killing. I'm going to begin to say homo masculine and as opposed, and then on the other side you have homo feminine. What you have is the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families leaning on masculine power, leaning on masculine propensities, leaning on masculine characteristics and attributes, such as spirituality, such as knowledge, such as justice and strength. But these characteristics are nothing without the womb of the sacred feminine, morality. Morality is needed to be the womb of spirituality. And wisdom is needed to be the womb of knowledge. And righteousness is needed to be the womb of justice. And so when you have a society that has rejected the sacred feminine, you have a marketplace of death, a marketplace of hell. Trade and commerce and business is conducted on a wicked level. You have the sacred masculine being desecrated, Because the sacred masculine is not balanced by the sacred feminine. That is a homo masculine society. Homo meaning same. Homo meaning not unalike. So knowledge and knowledge and knowledge, but no wisdom. Spirituality, 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 but no morality. Justice, justice, judgment, justice to the fullest extent of the law, but no righteousness. So this word counsel is rooted in the word that is feminine, having to do with the assembly, having to do with the people, having to do with public debating for elections. In church, we often are taught to stay out of politics, stay out of elections, but we must become politically astute and we must study politics. We must study history. We must study elections, study how it takes skill to use your knowledge and your wisdom and your understanding and your oratory to develop the type of oratory that will cause people to follow us. And we say, follow us into truth, justice, and righteousness. This word, agora, is defined also as trials. Why? Because the judicial system is corrupt and immoral and in need of the sacred feminine to give balance to the sacred masculine, that we may have truth, justice, and righteousness in our judicial system. For buying and selling, here is another definition. When we go to the supermarkets and purchase items, these items are the result of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction, because the system has rejected the sacred feminine. Look, sisters and brothers, let me follow my brain. We have a family from Pakistan that came to the United States of America to participate in hearings in the Congress, in the government of the United States of North America, I believe a congressional hearing. This family headed by Rafiq Rehman and his two children, Nabila and Zubair. I'm not saying these names totally correct. But this family, this father and his two children came to America to give testimony concerning how his mother, the mother of Rafiq, and the grandmother of Nabila and Zubair, this grandmother, 67 years old, the grandmother and the grandchildren were in the field picking vegetables. All of a sudden, drone bomb plane comes. They hear the drone plane. The drone drops the bomb, obliterates the grandmother. Blood all over the grandchildren. Grandchildren traumatized. Post-traumatic syndrome. That syndrome that you get when you're traumatized from such a cataclysmic event as your grandmother being blown to smithereens by drone sent by the Obama administration, doing nothing more and nothing less than what the Bush administration did. What is all this about? All of this is about oil. All of this is about land, wealth, and resources. These people, Pakistani people, happen to live near the place and the location where oil pipelines. You see, the word counsel that Yahushua says, I counsel thee, is rooted in another word, agora, that has to do with buying and selling. And I'm using this to think of purchasing, buying, and selling oil. Purchasing, buying, and selling resources. Purchasing, buying, and selling that which we can go to the gas stations and purchase. That which we can go to the supermarkets and purchase, such as computers. Millions dead in the Congo so that we can purchase, buy, and sell computers and electronic gadgets. Coltan, used in your war machinery. And we're back to the drone dropping the bomb on that beautiful grandmother. Because the sacred feminine has been rejected. This word, agora, marketplace and street, this is feminine. The universe is feminine, working on masculine and feminine polarity in union with one another. So we see the street and the marketplace and business and buying and selling and trials. Notice in the judicial system, the woman with the scales. That's because in Africa, the woman, the black woman with wings, ma'at, with the scales of justice and truth and righteousness. So we see all of this, and we see the feminine, and we see that we must enter into the public debate. We must enter into the process of elections. We must enter into the judicial system. We must enter into trade and commerce. We must enter into all kinds of business. My minister, Louis Farrakhan, teaching the babies and the youth to create your own business. Create your own jobs. Purchase land. Pool your resources and your monies. The economic blueprint of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad to eliminate poverty and want. And we say, using that as a backdrop, that all of the earth's poor working class masses of the people, black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white, need to take that as a universal principle and enter into business and trade and commerce with each other and organize and take this earth back from the wicked ruling class and ruling families, that we may have a marketplace and a street and trade and business and commerce and trials and elections and public debating that is based on truth, justice, and righteousness, the principles of Yahushua. Hamashiach. Yahushua says, I counsel thee to buy. And we were looking at the word buy, agorazo, which is rooted in agora, okay? 5:9 agorazo and 5:8 agora. He says, buy of me. The word of, para, from, besides, near. So buy from Yahushua. Buy of me, the word me, 1700, imu, me, my, mine. So we are to go to Yahushua and purchase from Yahushua and research the definition of the word Yahushua and understand that we are purchasing health. We are purchasing wealth. We are purchasing prosperity for and on behalf of the poor working class masses. We are purchasing deliverance. We are purchasing liberty and liberation. We are purchasing vengeance that we may warn the wicked and warn ourselves that we must do away with this wicked system and provide the universe equally to the whole of the human family. Buy of me gold. 5553. Crusade. This is a neuter noun. And this word is gold, both that which lies embedded in the earth and is dug out of it. Yahushua is a chemist. Yahushua is an alchemist. Yahushua is able to take you and me that have been made nothing, and with the spirit and mind and soul of Yahushua, the spirit and mind and soul of the universe, that ka, that spirit, that soul, that ba, that animation of the Most High, now becomes infused within you and me. And we are raised from our low state, alchemistry. Yahushua is an alchemist, raising us up from our low level, that we may be raised up and ascended and allahed and allahed into the supreme mind of the Most High knowledge and the supreme mind of the Most High wisdom, that we may be raised like gold. That which is has been smelted and wrought. So we're talking about smelting. Let me hit that word smelted so we can understand this scientific process. Smelting is a form of extractive metallurgy. And so we're talking about the extracting of metals such as iron and copper and other base metals. But Yahushua is talking about gold. See, silver, iron, copper, and base metals are inferior to gold. And so Yahushua is talking about extracting out of ourselves not only that which would be the spiritual equivalent of silver, iron, and copper, but extracting out of ourselves gold. This is some deep stuff, sisters and brothers. To smelt and raise us up from low base material, always used and abused by the wicked to further the wicked ideas and further the wicked agenda of the wicked. Yahushua says, no, I'm going to perform alchemistry on you. I'm going to take you through the process of smelting and metallurgy. And we are going to go in and out of Yahushua. And we are going to buy gold. We are going to be raised from our low level. We are going to be wrought, be brought out of Yahushua as gold. This word is a gold coin, gold ornaments, precious things made of gold. You see, many people look at that metal in the earth as the greatest metal and mineral in the universe and will kill and destroy people to get at gold and get at diamonds. This is what is going on all over the earth. And this is African science. The first to extract metals out of the earth are the African ancestors in Africa. And these Africans went all over the earth extracting metals and minerals out of the earth and began to develop a spiritual science based on the physical science of extraction and metallurgy, marrying spiritual equivalency to copper, to silver, to diamonds, to gold, and the gold is the supreme. And so Yahushua is an African, and Yahushua is an African scientist. And although the wicked think that the gold and the diamonds and the other minerals are more superior to human life, Yahushua is looking at you and me, the despised, the rejected, the poor working class black man and woman, most rejected, most despised in the earth. You are gold. You are precious. And you must know that you are precious and loved by the Most High. But not only you, poor working class brown man and woman, poor working class yellow man and woman, poor working class red man and woman, and poor working class white man and woman, all of us suffering under the system of eugenics that is death to all of us. And so Yahushua is saying, you are gold, and come into me, Yahushua speaking. Come into me and buy gold, buy precious stones. Take control of this earth from the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Take control of this universe. Take control over the precious metals in the earth, and know that you are made of the same precious metals. You are an earth. You are a universe. And go within. Now, Yahushua is speaking to himself. We saw that in the word counsel, did we not? It said one of the definitions was to speak to yourself. So you are Yahushua. Watch this, sisters and brothers. You are Christ. So go within yourself and bring out that precious reality of yourself. Go into yourself and know that you are precious and that you are loved by the Most High, that you have talents, you have characteristics, you have attributes given to you by the Most High that are gold. If we do not go into our talents and use these talents for the benefit of the masses, then we suffer. Yahushua wants us to be hot for working on behalf of the poor working class masses of the people. So go into ourselves and purchase within ourselves, as we are Yahushua Christus in human flesh. Go into yourself. Bring out the gold. That gold, it says here, that is tried, puro-o, is 4448, Greek size, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, burned with fire, set on fire, kindled, to be on fire, to be incensed, to be indignant, to make, to glow, to be full of fire and fiery and ignited, darts filled with inflammable substances and set on fire, melted by fire and purged of dross. I am yet reminded of what we preached and revealed about Sodom and Gomorrah. How? See, this causes me to understand that spiritually speaking, the brimstone and the fire, the sacred feminine, was raining down on Sodom and Gomorrah in a spiritual, mental, moral sense to purge that city of wickedness, evil, and corruption. And so we are to purchase from Yahushua. We are to go within ourselves and purchase the gold. Purchase the talents and the works, our characteristics, to be used for freedom, justice, and equality. We are to be on fire. We are to have that Holy Ghost fire that is able to burn, break down the form of something. And this system must be broken down. This system of death, hell, and destruction, we must burn this system with fire. The Rastafari talk about burn Babylon with fire. Burn Babylon with fire. Are they talking about setting fire to a building? No. We Rastafari people are talking about putting Holy Ghost Jah Rastafari Selassie Yahushua Mashiach gold fire to this system to burn out the corruption, burn out the wicked, burn out the evil, and purge. We are in need of a purging. Let's see that word purge, sisters and brothers. The word purge is defined as an unwanted feeling, memory, or condition. So we see that our minds, our feelings, the condition of this earth is wrought with death, hell, destruction, colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. So we are all in need of a purging. And our purchasing or buying gold that is tried in the fire, the word tried is talking about the fire of the Most High, the sacred feminine in the African Hebrew language that purges us. Mother, Holy Spirit is that animating fire that permeates the universe, that permeates our spirit, mind, body, and soul, causing us to be uncomfortable. When we hear about the grandmother in Pakistan being blown to smithereens, and we are awakened out of our antipathy, and we are awakened out of our lukewarm mentality, and we cannot tolerate any administration, Obama or Bush or Clinton or Bush again or Reagan or Ford or Nixon or Kennedy or Truman or Eisenhower, any administration. We cannot tolerate any administration administering death on our sisters and brothers, because we are connected. We are one Christ body. And the purpose of Christ is to deliver the human family from such wicked practices. So Mother Holy Spirit and the fire of the Holy Spirit, cloven tongues as of fire, and the burning bush that Moses saw, that fire again, the sacred feminine on fire, because we have rejected the sacred feminine and gone after a system of death, hell, and destruction. So go into yourself. Let us go into ourselves and purchase of Yahushua that gold that has been tried, that gold that has been melted by fire and purged of the dross. That word dross is defined as rubbish, junk. So that trash, the system has created trash, sisters and brothers. The system is seeking to make you and I trash, unwanted material to be removed. So we want to take that trashy system, trashy mentality of hatred, of warfare, of bloodshed, of death, hell, and destruction, that scum mentality, that nasty, disgusting mentality. Let us go into the fire of Yahushua. Let us go into the fire of Mother Holy Spirit. And let us be cleaned. Let us be purged. Let us, after we have cleaned and are in the process of cleaning and purging, now go into the marketplace of the universe and clean the universe and purge the universe of such wicked system of death, hell, and destruction. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.